I'm Trevor Castle, joined now by Jen Deers at the Knights of Columbus First Annual Pelathon. Jen, a mother of children that have intellectual disabilities, also an educator at Central College. And Jen, thanks so much for joining us. What does this event mean to you?
Yeah, so this event is huge for us as both parents of children with special needs and intellectual disabilities, and also as an educator of future educators, right? And so being able to support people who have intellectual disabilities is really important in our community. I think Pella is a great community for that already, but just to see the Knights of Columbus come out and continue year after year to just affirm the work that is done and the partnership with people with intellectual disabilities, it just touches our heart.
And as we hear that, the guys are working on the phones, racking up the donations. We're going to keep people updated throughout the day on how they're doing towards their $25,000 goal. What does it mean to you to have a group of people like the Knights doing the work that they do to try to provide some funding?
Yeah, like I said, it just touches my heart as a parent. You enter into this world of having children with intellectual disabilities and or having a family member with an intellectual disability. And so many times you, as well as the person with the disability, can feel alone in the process. And so just to see these Knights of Columbus members come together and want to support us in that, not only the financial, but just the boost to your heart in that regard, to realize again, once again, you're never alone in this journey.
Financially, I'm sure there are some challenges of raising a child or children that have intellectual disabilities. Can you talk to that a little bit and maybe talk to people that might be thinking about helping out and why it's so important for them to do so?
Yeah, I think it's so important to do so because there's just so many unknowns when you enter into this world of parenting and or educating. And so I know a lot of the money oftentimes will go to some of the programs in town that service people with intellectual disabilities. And every person is different. And so these programs, whether it's the school system programs, places like COC, or just any other organization or parents and families that want to support their children, each child is different, each person is different, and their needs are different. So that just helps support that. It helps our teachers really meet the needs of the kids in particular. And it just takes one more thing off the plate of the educators and the parents who are working 24/7 literally with the people with intellectual disabilities. Yeah.
All right, Jen, thanks so much for sharing your story. And again, we thank the Knights of Columbus for the great work that they're doing.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I encourage everybody to go out. Go to Walmart, to Hy-Vee, to Fairway today. I'll be out at Walmart tonight with Lucy, one of our daughters. And so we hope to see you there.
All right. We're here on 92.1 KRLS. You can also follow along all day. Just look for the Knights of Columbus on Facebook at Facebook Live. You can see our interviews. There will be live entertainment later today. The Knights of Columbus First Annual Pelathon is taking place all day at the Pella Opera House. I'm Trevor Castle on 92.1 KRLS.